1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32 informs us that the shepherd boy David is standing before King Saul, volunteering himself to go and fight Goliath. And notice the reasoning that David gives for his willingness and even eagerness to face off with this behemoth. The text says that David, in his days of keeping sheep, had encountered lions and bears, striking them and grabbing them by the beard and killing them, rescuing sheep from their very jaws. And those animals were only acting in line with their nature and according to the food chain. But Goliath is defying the armies of the living God. At this point in the story, we oftentimes think that this information about the bears and the lions is given to us to let us know that God gives us different tests in order to prepare us for bigger trials in our lives. Sometimes we have to face lions and bears before we're ready for a Goliath. But that's simply not how David views this. David says nothing about his own preparedness. But listen to what he does say. Verse 37, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." What David is appealing to is not his preparedness, but to God's faithfulness. God delivered me from the bear. He delivered me from the lion. He will deliver me from the Philistine. This is not about David's ability, but rather it's about God's allegiance. God was preparing David's heart, not his hands, to trust him time and time again. So do you get that? All tests and trials that we face are important ones, and all tests and trials that we face should lead us to lean into the faithfulness of God, not our own ability. Trusting in our own ability is what gets us into trouble in the first place, or what causes us great fear when we run into something that is greater than our own ability. David's not boasting because he knows how to snap necks with the best of them. David is so ever confident, not in the strength of his hands to wrestle Goliath or in his ability to be a sharpshooter. He is confident in God. David is simply willing to be the courageous vessel that steps in front of Goliath. Are you willing to trust the faithfulness of God as well? As you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the FIPA LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.